Four.
AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutton, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all-natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutton.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton, the skills coach for the Columbus Blue Jackets. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for WWE Monday Night Raw, July the 6th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit Rosemont.com. My guest for tonight is a friend for many years that has his own show here on WIND. Called Fly By Night. I want to welcome Ken Severa to In the Crease. Welcome, Ken.
Well, this is a change, Kenny. Now I'm the guest.
Well, we're changing seats here, and you're responsible for me being in this studio.
Well, listen, buddy. You know, you're actually the guy responsible with your wealth of knowledge about hockey. It was just a natural that you would come to WIND and get your own show. You have been on Fly By Night many, many times, and we always have a great time on that show together, don't we?
Well, every time you have me on, I want to say I made six appearances prior to the Olympics, and five or six, and you were so kind to have me on. We talked about the Blackhawks, we talked about the Wolves, the St. Louis Blues, the women's program. I really enjoyed it.
Well, listen, Kenny, before we get into anything about me, I want to tell you how proud I am of you. Landing this new position with the Blue Jackets, every team that you have ever touched in the world of hockey has become a very powerful team. When you were with certainly the Wolves, when they were a franchise of the Vancouver Canucks, they became a very powerful and very formidable goal-scoring team. You did the same for the Blackhawks when you helped them, and I imagine that the Columbus Blue Jackets already sense what a great asset you're going to be to their organization.
Well, I'm excited. I thank you for that. I mean, it all went down with a press release last week, and really anxious to get there, relocate, be a eye in the sky for the team, talking down to the bench, to the assistant coaches, being the skills coach full-time, which that's my office, that 285-foot ice rink, and I can't wait to work along with Columbus players.
Oh, absolutely. What a great opportunity this is for you, and I couldn't be happier for you.
I might have to turn you into a Blue Jacket fan. I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea why they're called the Blue Jackets?
I do not.
The Blue Jacket uniform for the Union Army during the Civil War was all made out of Columbus.
Oh, so, I did not realize that. That's interesting.
Yeah, and their logo has one big star with 12 small stars surrounding it. That's for the 13 colonies.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So a very patriotic city.
That wasn't their first symbol, though, was it, Kenny?
Pardon me?
That was not their first symbol.
They've had a few logos. They've had a cannon, and but I think the one that they've got right now has been the original one, I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh.
But very patriotic with their colors.
Yes, very, very much
with their
so.
Red, white, and blue, as you are. You love your politics.
Absolutely. Absolutely, buddy. And every once in a great while, we'll get into that on Fly By Night.
Well, keep me out of it, because I know nothing about it. Keep me out of that for
sure. You'll live longer, that's for sure.
Ken, I was doing a little studying on you just to have a little bit of a topic on you here and there beyond our friendship, just away from your profession. The comedian with the clean approach. I love that line.
Yeah, because you know what it is, Kenny? People have been so inundated with just filthy humor that, you know, I think there's a real desire for guys to clean up their acts. And, you know, I also have an agency called Lighten Up Entertainment, and we make certain. In fact, we opened a club on this past Saturday night, and the people were saying after the show, God, it's so refreshing to come to a comedy club and not hear all this, you know, a lot of filth and a lot of garbage. I spent a great deal of my time in the corporate field. That's where I made my real money. The clubs are always nice. They're fun. They give you freedom. But the real challenge is to go into a corporation and do comedy for those guys. And that's how I really made most of my money in this business.
And it has to be clean in that environment.
Very much so. I mean, you know, and it's funny, you know, if the company president likes you and he's laughing, then everybody else in the company is laughing along with him. And it's different. In a nightclub, you can have one-third of the audience who doesn't like you, but if two-thirds do, you're going to have a great night. In the corporate world, if one person doesn't like you, you're finished.
And you cannot have that red fox approach at
no.
all.
No.
It's just not going to work.
No.
And I like that approach, Ken. I mean, and the reason why, I mean, we've got enough garbage in this world right now, and between television and video games and this and that and what we see on the 10 o'clock news, we don't need any more.
No, I think that people are genuinely surprised and with the comics that I hire, and they're very thankful that when these guys come in to do a corporate date, if I hire them for that or whatever it is, that they're going to go in, they're going to be total pros, they're going to be very clean, and they're going to put on a very clever and fun show. A lot of these guys aren't choir boys, but by the same token, they're not going to trash the place. And so, you know, the problem is when somebody sees a filthy comic on any show, whether it be HBO or Showtime or whatever, they think all comics are like that. So it gives us a bad name, and it makes it harder for everyone to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're
with the Kramer Entertainment Group. Do they have the same philosophy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When you do, you know, you come out and do a gig for Kramer or any of the agencies I'm with, you had better be squeaky clean because they're basing their reputation on that as well. And you know what, man? You could be extremely clever and very funny and not have to resort to that kind of stuff.
I agree. Who out there right now makes you laugh a lot?
Albert Brooks is a comedian who has always just, you know, cracked me up. A lot of people aren't aware of how funny that he was, and I would encourage them to go on YouTube and punch up some of his clips on The Tonight Show. They're absolutely hysterical.
With the deadpan face.
Absolutely. And he was one of the more creative guys that I, you know, acknowledged as I was starting my career in comedy. Loved Robert Klein, had performed mm-hmm. on the Phil Donahue show with him years ago. Loved Robert. Nice guy, great comedian, just phenomenal talent.
You worked with Seinfeld, Bill Murray, George Carlin. Talk about those three guys.
Seinfeld, very interesting, because when I interviewed him, he was coming to the Improv for the very first time, and they told me that he wouldn't do more than 20 minutes, and I held him on for 40 minutes.
Mm.
They always say when interviewing somebody, talk about things they don't expect you to talk about. Talk about things that they're interested in. And I got Jerry on the – we knew each other. We were friends. I got him on the subject of baseball. He's a huge New York Mets fan.
Okay.
And that started the interview. And he was animated and he was charming in the interview and all of it. And it was just great to have him on the show. And then I think you said George Carlin.
I did.
Carlin, I first became friends with his wife, Brenda, who I had met through a friend of mine. She was an awesome woman. And then I met George, and George and I worked together on several different occasions. And regardless of what people think about his comedy, he was one of the kindest, most generous people you've ever wanted to meet.
That's nice to hear.
He was an avid baseball fan. You could ask George Carlin, George, would you please watch our act tonight and give us some ideas? And he would sit in the back of the room and take notes on your act. He would do this for any comic who asked. And just not only a wonderful person, but one of the most generous people I've ever run across in this business. And not pretentious and did not act as an elitist at all, just a wonderful human being.
And quickly about Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, I had a chance to work with at the Merrill Reskin Theater in Chicago, got a call from his agents. How would you like to come out and play with Bill Murray? Had an absolute riot with him. As I walked off the stage, he grabbed me by the wrist, and I said to him, I said, thank you very much for having me on the show. And he said, are you kidding me, man? You just killed him out there. That was awesome. And we spent the entire night hanging out. The guy's hilarious, and he's also everything I had ever heard about him was good. And it was just so much fun to work with him.
You know, nothing has to come out of his mouth, and just his face I start laughing at, and Martin Short reminds me of that, too. But you have been listening to In the Crease Hockey Radio with my guest, Ken Cervera. We will be right back after these messages.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. It's back to smooth sailing in northwest Indiana. Westbound I-94 has cleared up from State Road 49 to State Road 149, and 8094 has also cleared from Burr to Kennedy. On the Kennedy, express lanes are now flowing inbound. The inbound Stevenson exit to the inbound Dan Ryan is heavy. Inbound on the Dan Ryan, it's sluggish from the Stevenson up to 18th. It's about 17 minutes up to downtown from 95th. On the westbound side of the Chicago Skyway, it's solid from Cottage Grove to the Reagan. Southbound I-57 past I-80, crews clear to crash. Looking pretty good on Lakeshore Drive near Soldier Field. And we have a bad crash in Sugar Grove at Galena and Highway 56. Chicago weather currently 77 degrees and fair. Overnight the low 70 and clear. Tomorrow the high 90 and sunny. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 The Answer.
Sean Hannity warns of tricks in this upcoming election season.
Remember, with the Democratic Party, it's all about identity politics, not about what's in the best interest of the country for everybody. You have to go after special demographic groups, divide Americans, rich versus poor, old versus young, black versus white, whatever you have to do. It happens every presidential cycle.
The Sean Hannity Show, afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5, at AM 560. The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off because being a teacher, you don't make a whole lot of money.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, stop late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Ann, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-758-5360.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease with your host, Kenny McCudden. This part of our program is brought to you by Coco 5, all-natural coconut water. Developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts, Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. We've been having a lot of fun tonight with my guest, Ken Cervera. By the way, Ken, have you ever tried that drink, Coco 5?
No, I haven't, but you're getting me into that because I've heard you mention it several times to me. So I'm gonna go out and buy some.
It's absolutely awesome. Created by a group of people down with the Chicago Blackhawks, Mike Gapsby, the trainer, and Mr. Sellers. It's a wonderful drink. I mean, as far as every type of flavor, I mean, it's amazing. And all these hockey players are into it. Huge.
You know what? I'm going to get into it. I'll go out and get some this afternoon, or you know, because we're on this late at night. I'll go out and get some this afternoon.
Yeah, you've got to hydrate, my friend.
You got it.
Hey, Ken, as far as getting in front of a live audience, do you still get a kick out of that as far as stand-up?
Kenny, I just love it. I mean, it's a business that has been very good to me. You know, I was smart enough to invest my money as a kid starting off in this business, and it's been incredible. The experiences that I have had and the people that I have met in this business, recently, Gallagher spent a couple days at my house. We had hired him at CD and Me to do a show, and he and I just had a blast after I hadn't seen him for several years. But I still love being in front of a live audience. I still love this business. I have a passion for it, and it certainly is fun, and I could never have imagined what a great career I would have had years ago. It's just been nothing but fun.
Are the live clubs still out there in a big way?
Yeah, they're out there. In the 80s, it was the comedy boom, really, when there were, like, you know, I knew when Tulsa, Oklahoma had three comedy clubs that this thing was just going to boom out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a comedy club in every phone booth, bowling alley, and you know, God knows what else in America. In the 90s, it started to go away a little bit. But now, recently, it's coming back a little bit.
Why did that happen? Why did that happen in the 90s?
You know, I think that it had been so oversaturated in the 80s that the 90s was just kind of a recoup period where, you know, the business was consolidating a little bit. And the number of clubs and things just went away for a while. But now, for a new generation, they're starting to resurface. And I'm trying to help that along. I just opened a new club in Aurora with the Garofalo family, and it's at Luigi's house. We just started doing comedy there. I also produce comedy for CD and Me in Frankfort, Illinois, and Francesco's Ristorante in Rockford, and all of these venues have been highly successful venues. We're just packing out crowds in all these places right now, and we're just getting Luigi's house underway.
How do you find time to do your radio show and all these appearances?
I'm crazy.
Sounds like it.
I don't sleep a lot. You catch whatever naps you can.
With Fly By Night, you're in the studio, what, 2-3 times a week?
Once a week.
Once a week?
With Fly By Night. And then I also do Part of the Answer, which is a business show. And that's on at 7 p.m. On Sundays. And I have a blast doing that show as well. We interview great business leaders from not only the Chicagoland area, but nationally as well.
That's unreal. I love it. I know that you're busy and you love being busy. And talk about the national television appearances that you made as far as Evening at the Improv and Fox Television's Comedy on the Road.
Yeah, Comedy on the Road, and I've been on ESPN. Mm-hmm. And when you're out in L.A., you have to audition for all of these shows. You know, the talent coordinator will come in, and they will watch you. And if they like what they see, they'll put you on. I had done Comedy on the Road when I first came back to Chicago and started my own career. I went from being an opening act to a headliner in 3.5 years, which is, in the business, that's pretty much unheard of.
Yep.
But I was driving to 4 or 5 comedy clubs at night. I would start at 8 o'clock, and I would end up at about 3 in the morning. Wherever I could grab a stage, I would grab one, and I would drive from gig to gig just to be able to get my act together as quickly as I could. Evening at the Improv was a very fun show. The host for the Evening at the Improv that we did was Dick Shawn. And remember, he was a comedian who actually died on stage. And I don't mean he bombed. I mean, he actually died on stage.
I think you've talked about that story when I've been a guest. You had a few comedians in here, and I think you brought that up.
Oh, yeah. And he didn't die that night. But, I mean, he went up on stage, and he just collapsed. And people thought it was part of his bit, and they were laughing. And then they were applauding. And then all of a sudden somebody said, hey, I think, you know, he's turning blue. And he had passed away very unfortunately on stage. But I knew something about Dick Shawn, Kenny, that nobody knew, and he was shocked. I walked up to him. I said, I bet I know something about you that nobody else knows. He goes, what is it? I said that you pitched for the Chicago White Sox farm team. And his jaw dropped. He goes, nobody knows that. He said, how did you know that? I said, I'm a Sox fan.
Yeah, no, yes, you are. Every time I see you, you got your hat on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what do you think about the Hawks, buddy?
Well, amazing. Great history for the city of Chicago. Something that we're all so lucky as Chicagoans to be able to see. And I believe they have a nucleus that they can still you know, possibly bring another one in the next couple of years. I mean, that's how good they are. But great for the city, the parades. I mean, my gosh, it's great just to see people in shopping malls, people at the coffee shops, all wearing their jerseys with their 88 and 19 and number 2 on the back. I mean,
sure.
It kind of reminds us of when we were young kids, being able to see Bobby Hull's jersey and Makita's jersey out there, and that was it.
I remember that Stanley Cup final against Montreal. And it just ripped my heart out.
Which one, the 71 or 73?
71.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, they had the lead in that game, I believe.
2-0.
Billy Ray had them playing defense the entire time in the third period, and Montreal came back on them very quickly.
That game is talked about so much, and it's a nightmare for so many past Blackhawks, but... yeah, no, this whole Stanley Cup frenzy right now with three cups since 2010, it's great for the game. Bottom line, huge for the game.
I think it's amazing, especially in the era of the salary cap.
I agree.
That they have been able to do this as well as they've done it. And from what I understand, the Rockford IceHogs are just packed with talent right now, and I actually believe that in the off season, they can get stronger and faster, especially on defense.
Well, it's Rockford's always had a strong organization, more or less the last 4 or 5 years, and this Blackhawk core is not going to go anywhere. So they've obviously got to build around them. But when you talk about that cap, it'll be interesting to see what they do. In the very near future here at the draft coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And they, of course, will be picking last, but they always seem to get these great players. Kenny, I was going to ask you, and this is me being a talk show host.
I love it.
At the moment. As you look at Columbus, and I'm sure that you have gone through their lineup right now, and what are you seeing that is going to make this team successful? What do you think they need to work on?
Well, they've got a powerful, hard-hitting team, a lot like Winnipeg, a lot like L.A. that we've seen in the last couple of years. People have a memory that they're forgetting already that they won the last 12 or 13 games in a row. At the end of the year, they went through everybody from Chicago to both New York's, Montreal, Tampa, Anaheim. They won 12 or 13 in a row because they got their team back at that point, but they were injury riddled all year long. They play with an American Hockey League lineup for the majority of the year, but they're a team that a lot of hockey clubs do not want to play against, especially meeting them possibly in the playoffs.
Right, and so as you look at this roster, what is going to be your first moves with the team? What do you think that they... If you look at areas where you think they can improve, what are those areas?
Well, I want to go back to that after a little break here, but right off the bat, I can't wait to get on the ice. That's for sure the number one thing with these younger core players. But we will be back in a few minutes within the crease after a word from our sponsors.
2016 presidential campaign is off to a fast start, and the field of candidates will debate for the first time on Thursday, August 6th on Fox News. Join AM 560 for a very special Few and Brew GOP Debate Watch Party. You'll enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet, unlimited soft drinks, and reserve seating to watch the first Republican debate on one of the 40 flat-panel TVs with fellow AM 560 listeners. Tickets are on sale now for $25. Visit 560theanswer.com/view. Sponsored in part by healthinsurancementors.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. Team USA wins a record 3 World Cup titles after defeating Japan 5-2.
Honestly, I'm so proud of this team. This doesn't feel real. It hasn't sunk in. So unbelievably proud of every single person on this team. We just made history, and we're a part of it.
Carly Lloyd on Fox Sports had 3 goals in the first half. She earned the Golden Ball as the most outstanding player in the tournament. A Eurozone summit called for Tuesday after Greek voters rejected more austerity proposals from their creditors.
The margin of victory of those opposing the EU position on how to deal with the Greek debt was bigger than anybody anticipated. One thing we noticed, there were a lot of Greek flags in that crowd. There were no European Union flags.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Athens. Voter turnout was more than 62%. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. In Sugar Grove, there's a bad accident with injuries at Galena and Highway 56. In River Grove, there's fire activity at Forest View and Fullerton. And on the northwest side, an apartment fire at Belden and Hamlin. Things looking pretty good on the expressways and tollways. No accidents at this time. Edens and Kennedy are moving well. Kennedy Express lanes are now flowing inbound. No problems on the Eisenhower. The inbound Stevenson exit to the inbound Dan Ryan remains heavy. Dan Ryan itself doing okay. Westbound on the Chicago Skyway, it's jammed past Cottage Grove to the Dan Ryan. No problems on I-57 or the Bishop Ford. Lakeshore Drive is moving okay, and the roads are moving well in northwest Indiana. Chicago weather currently 77 degrees and fair. Overnight, the low 70 and clear. Tomorrow, the high 90 and sunny. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand-named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. Now, for a limited time, I want to send you my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate, absolutely free. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-500-2997. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-500-2997. Call 1-800-500-2997. 1-800-500-2997.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease, your Sunday night hockey radio show. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. My guest tonight has been Ken Cervera, the host of Fly By Night here on AM 560, The Answer. Ken, in our last segment, you were talking about the Columbus Blue Jackets. What am I excited about as far as the first thing is my part of my job as a skills coach and working with these younger players. They've got a great nucleus, Ken, right off the bat with guys like Foligno and Johansson, Jack Johnson on the back end and their goaltender, Borowski. I mean, this is a good core of hockey players, and if they stay healthy, watch out.
Yeah, that's great, man. I mean, you're coming in the ascendancy of this team, and it's got to have you so excited you can't stand it.
Yeah, and they've what's exciting too, their new American Hockey League team left Springfield, Massachusetts, and now is in Lake Erie, and it's only 2 hours away from Columbus. So I'll be making a visit there anywhere between 3 to 5 days out of the month, working with their American Hockey League team, and I'm used to that with all my years with the Chicago Wolves. But no, I really believe they've just got a punishing team. And a great core of guys being led by Nick Foligno, who was just named captain there in the springtime. But again, I have to state there's a lot of teams that do not want to play this young club.
Yeah, that's great, man. I mean, you know, to be able to come in as the team is coming up and not coming down has to be a great feeling. You're coming in, you're going to have a hand in building this team. You're going to have a big hand in it, and I'd be really excited if I were you.
I am excited. I already love the city where I'm looking for a place right now. I want to be in the Arena District, which is just right next door to Nationwide. I plan on walking the work instead of driving the work.
There you go, buddy. With the price of gas, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, but no, seriously, it's only going to be a couple of hundred yards away from where I live, and it's going to make it that much easier to entrench myself throughout that city, and it's going to be a little bit different than the suburbs of Crystal Lake.
You know, one of the things that I noticed, this Stanley Cup was just absolutely brutal for the Blackhawks because, they, you know, with every team, you have Nashville, great forechecking team. You have Anaheim. The Minnesota Wild, great team. Anaheim just punishes you against those boards. And then you had Tampa Bay that came out so fast in that first period of the first game that the Hawks were generally two steps behind them at every turn. And I thought, my God, these guys are so fast. So in order to win a Stanley Cup, you have to adapt to every kind of team that you're facing. And you really have to adjust styles as you go along. So whoever wins the cup on any given year has had to go through a variety of styles, a variety of adaptations to those styles, and actually it has to be exhausted at the end of this process.
And there's three areas that you'll hear players talk about. You have to be injury-free, and if you do have injuries, you've got to play through them. That's the second one, and the third one is you've got to be very lucky to go that far. It's one of the most difficult trophies to win in sport.
I think the most difficult.
Oh, it's, I mean, you look at the faces on these guys. I mean, they look like astronauts coming off of NASA to the moon and back.
Yeah, exactly.
With their beards and gaunt faces and white complexion, they need a decompression chamber.
Well, when Roosevelt went down, that really stretched the Hawk defense. And, Duncan Keith, to me, during that series, was just absolutely superhuman. I don't know how that guy does it.
No, and to play with four defensemen the way they did, you haven't seen that too much. And that just shows you how hard they played for one another. And, I agree with you. When Roosevelt went down, that was a big minus because they didn't know what kid to throw in there.
That's exactly right. And I think instead of calling him Coach Q, we should now start calling him Coach IQ.
Well, I like that. I like that. He's definitely going to be a Hall of Fame coach. There's no doubt.
Oh, he is. He is just absolutely astonishing the way he mixes those lines. And he'll shorten up the exposure in ice time for some of those guys as the series goes on, and he adapts so well. It's just we've been very blessed to have had Phil Jackson and a coach like Coach Q in all of our years in Chicago.
And the respect level from the players is amazing that that he's still being heard. There's a lot of coaches out there that run through their cycle after 2 or 3 years because a lot of players don't want to hear them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, who is the coach for the Blue Jackets currently, and what are your opinions of him?
Well, you've got Todd Richards at the helm. Craig Hartsburg is the associate coach. Brad Larson is the assistant. What I've met of Todd Richards and what I hear about him, and I'm going to get to know him a little bit more next week, quiet individual, respected leader, has his way that everybody jumps on board. But I just love that he's not a yeller and a screamer, and he seems like he's got an awful great heart with my dealings with him last year because I did a little bit of work there in August, and we met a few times, and I really, really liked his approach. So my job with him, he said it to me the other day. He says, I hope you still like me a year from now. So he said that to me on the phone the other day. But I'm looking forward very much to working with him and the rest of the group. Stay tuned with my guest, Ken Severa, and your host, Kenny McCudden. We will be back in a few minutes.
Can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. In Sugar Grove, there's a serious crash with injuries at Galena and Highway 56. In River Grove, there was earlier fire activity at Forest View and Fullerton. On the northwest side, fire crews still battling a blaze at Belden and Hamlin. No accidents on the expressways and tollways. On the Kennedy, express lanes are now flowing inbound. Good news on the inbound Stevenson, the exit to the inbound Dan Ryan has finally cleared up. And westbound on the Chicago Skyway, it's also clearing from Cottage Grove to the Dan Ryan. And all those delays in northwest Indiana have cleared up on I-94 and also 8094. Things looking good on the Edens, 19 minutes both directions between Lake Cook and the Kennedy. Chicago weather currently 77 degrees and fair, overnight the low 70 and clear, tomorrow the high 90 and sunny. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off because being a teacher, you don't make a whole lot of money.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, stop late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Ann, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-758-5360.
AM 560, The Answer.
We have returned to In the Crease with your host, Kenny McCudden, here on AM 560, The Answer. This portion of our program is brought to you by Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. They've got stores in Buffalo Grove, Mundelein, Naperville, Northbrook, and Round Lake Beach. My guest tonight has been Ken Cervera, the comedian, the guest speaker, and the host of Fly By Night. Ken, with Fly By Night, who has been some of your favorite guests in the past?
Oh, Kenny, we have had so many people. Bill Curtis came on the show, and we just had a fantastic interview with Curtis. What an interesting guy he has been.
And a great voice.
Oh, and a great voice. My very good friend Chet Kopic has been on the show many times, and I just love Chet. You know, I interviewed him years ago, and we became friends. I performed at a lot of his roasts and things like that, charity functions. You won't meet a nicer guy in this business. We have had, so many great guests. Shirley Knight, who was starred with Jack Nicholson in As Good As It Gets, and movies like that. And besides having just all of my friends who are comedians, Vince Morano, John DeCoste, John Caponera, all of these people on the show, we have so much fun on Fly By Night. And I want to put in a plug for both of our producers, Debbie Schreiner, because, you know, when you have a great producer, somebody who makes that show go, it's invaluable. And we both have the same producer.
Yep.
and Debbie does such a great job, and I always make it a point to acknowledge her, because without her, man, I guarantee it would be a completely different show. I call her the lady in the control tower. And she is certainly that because of the great job that she does.
And she has it in autopilot. I remember 20 shows ago, I think I'm into my 20th show, and I came in here green behind the ears, not knowing. I was panicking. I needed you, Ken.
I know the feeling.
So I had Debbie to bail me out, that's for sure.
Yeah, the first day I came in, I was so sick. I didn't want to tell anybody, but, I mean, buddy, I was deathly sick that day. And I had, thank God, I had comedian Tom Dreesen,
yep,
who was also my first manager in this business. And we had Tom on. And I knew Tom so well that he did a wonderful interview and really helped me through that.
No, that's wonderful. You know, I recently had Wayne Mesmer on this show. And
sure.
When you have a personality like that, he just walked into the studio and he just felt that comfort zone. Everybody's,
yep,
saying hello to him. And I said to him prior to the show, what do you want to talk about? He goes, Kenny, let's just talk. We've known each other for years. It was one of my favorite shows.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the way Kopic is. You know, you can sit down and lead him in any direction whatsoever, and he just follows beautifully.
But you were like that with me on Fly By Night.
Oh, absolutely. You and I have known each other the same way. I mean, we've been friends for,
yep,
years. I remember the first time I had done a talk show with you years ago. It was called Testing 1-2-3, and we went to your house,
yep,
and we saw all of your hockey equipment. And buddy, you have an unbelievable collection of hockey memorabilia. It's just astonishing.
That was 30-odd years ago, because I was like 21 or 22, and you did that. So you've been in the business an awful long time, and you see yourself at it for many years?
You know, as long as I enjoy it, I mean, I think the second I stop enjoying it, I've cut down on the travel just a little bit, but I'm taking more choice dates now, and so, you know, when it's no longer any fun,
mm-hmm,
I'll hang it up. The one thing I admire about Jerry Seinfeld is Seinfeld said, I would have done this no matter what, whether I had become successful or not. It's a love affair that you have with this business. you know, it's either feast or famine, and it can be an incredibly lucrative business, or you'll go through your tough times as well where there's not so much work. But I've always enjoyed it. I've always loved it. You see a lot of comics as they get a little bit older, they start getting bitter about everything. Man, I've always considered it a privilege to be on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. I appreciate the audiences, anybody who comes out to see me work. You appreciate them. And so it's never gotten old. And it's now, you know, there were times when I was doing 37, 38 weeks on the road, and it was getting tiring. I don't want to do that anymore.
Yep.
Do I still enjoy performing? God, I love it.
You sound like me a bit. I don't want to be on the ice 5 and 6 hours a day now. With my new job, it's going to be an hour and a half a day and a little bit different than 5 or 6 per day.
Yep, exactly. And so, you know, I have a family now. You know, I have a wife and
yep.
and a cat. And I like to be home hanging out in the yard. And I, you know, you feel that after all that time you've earned certain things. And, you know, I love working, but I also love being home right now.
Well, you can hear the passion in your voice when you talk about your work and your past, and it's still in you right now.
Oh, absolutely, Kenny. You know what? I mean, if you had told me the people that I would have met and worked with when I first started this business, I said, you know what? You're hallucinating. I mean, I've been able to work with Richard Pryor. What a phenomenal artist that guy was. And Bill Murray,
yep.
as we spoke before, Richard Lewis, Gallagher, Seinfeld. I mean, every one of these guys, Letterman, Leno, I've known as friends and been able to interview and work with, and it's just been, I don't know, it's like a dream. If I could go back to my origins now when I first got in this business and have been able to envision that, I would have just been blown out of the water.
You have been listening to In the Crease with your host, Kenny McCudden. We will be returning after this break.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit gardenfreshmarket.com to find a location near you.
Do you know which American city has the oldest continuous Independence Day celebration? The answer, after this.
Now, more than ever, choosing a real estate agent to sell your home is one of the most important decisions you can make.
I'm Ed Lukasik Jr., owner of RE/MAX Professionals. I know what it takes to sell your home.
The Wall Street Journal ranked Ed at 88th in the entire country for closed listings.
I know that there's no gimmick to selling your home, just a strategic marketing plan and the confidence needed to make your transaction successful.
Chicago Agent Magazine recognized Ed as the number one rank in Will County.
You can hire anybody to list your house, but you'll need the local market knowledge that I have to sell it.
When Ed saw market trends change, he was ready and promptly received a RE/MAX of Northern Illinois Trendsetter Award.
Sure, it takes awards, but it also takes a lot of effort. So why would you try to sell your home with a we'll sell your house or buy it from you kind of agent? If an agent has to promise to buy your listing, then something's seriously wrong.
Call Ed Lukasik Jr. of RE/MAX Professionals, 630-679-5454. That's 630-679-5454. Sell your house with the professionals, RE/MAX Professionals.
The town of Bristol, Rhode Island, has the oldest continuous Independence Day celebration, dating back to 1785. The celebration includes a parade, a concert of patriotic music, a formal ball, a patriotic speaker, a beauty pageant, and, of course, fireworks. On Independence Day this year, we celebrate America's freedom. From RE/MAX Professionals at AM 560. The Answer. AM 560. The Answer.
We have returned to In the Crease with this period of play sponsored by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for WWE Monday Night Raw, July the 6th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. I'm Kenny McCudden with my guest Ken Severa, who's the very talented voice heard here at WIND with his show Fly By Night. Ken, you've been a lot of fun because it's just like talking to a friend across the table from me.
Hey, buddy, you know, we've always had that. You know, you either have chemistry with your guests or don't, and anytime you've been on Fly By Night, the conversation just free flows as it is today. We're just, I love being on with you, buddy. You're just a great guy, and it's a lot of fun. Your knowledge of hockey is unbelievable, and I am so excited for you. You're going to have some tickets in Columbus waiting for me. We'll come out and hang out there.
I'll give them to you at face value.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
No,
hey, nice of you, Kenny.
No, you come on out there and you give me a little heads up. You will be my guest for sure.
Oh, that's great.
What's coming up in the near future for in your life? What's going on?
You know what? We continue to build both radio shows. Fly By Night is just a passion of mine because, you know, what Chicago does not have a lot of is talk radio. WIND, by the way, has brought me in there, and what great people to work with. Jeff Reisman, Michael Mann, Debbie Schreiner, everybody at IND has become a friend of mine.
Paula Peterson.
Paula Peterson, who brought me into WIND. I was in a restaurant, and Paula was sitting across from me with another client, and I was talking politics with somebody, and she came over and she said, "Are you a politician?" And I broke out laughing. I said, "No, I'm a stand-up comic. They're the same thing."
That's funny.
And we sat together for 3 hours. We're both Italian, so, you know, we didn't have any problems talking to one another.
Well, her hands fly a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Things were getting knocked off the table.
Yeah.
And you know, I just pitched her an idea. I thought, well, I have somebody from WIND here. I might as well pitch an idea. Pitched an idea for a show. It didn't happen right away, but about 6 months later, Paula called me and said, "I think we have your time spot. I wanted to do a late-night show," and midnight opened up, and I said, "There it is. That's it."
And that, well, you're a night bird, too, aren't you?
I am. I'm very nocturnal.
Yeah, and I know you do an awful lot of research. You're always on the computer, and when you first started bringing me in to be your guest with Fly By Night, I loved how you would meet me prior just to see what kind of mood I was in.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really important to meet the guests ahead of time because you fall into their rhythms. You know, how are they feeling that day? What are they experiencing? Have they had a good morning? Have they had a rough morning? And you can kind of get their rhythms, and I think that's a very important thing to do on the air. And you and I always have just a very natural cadence to the shows.
No, you were terrific by more or less talking me into this. And the only way I thought it would work is to be able to tell a story, a hockey story, and obviously surround myself with those hockey stories. And that's what I've been trying to do. So I want to say thank you again to you for
what you've
done for me.
You don't have to thank me at all. You're a natural talent at this with your experience and everything else. You should be on the air. I think you've forgotten more about hockey than most people will ever know.
Yeah, I just didn't want to talk about the everyday things. I wanted to tell that story again that maybe I didn't even know. So that was
Absolutely.
That was my key. Ken, where can we find you right now? Where can people look up to see where you might be performing?
You know, I'm always performing at Zany's in St. Charles at the Pheasant Run place.
Okay.
You can find me at CD and Me. I'm always doing shows there. We have just started a brand-new comedy club, Luigi's House, located in Aurora. It's at 778 Illinois 59, Aurora 60504.
Perfect.
You can call 630-375-6400.
Ken, thank you very much for being on the air. I appreciate it.
Kenny, it has been my pleasure, buddy.
Thank you very much. On the safe side of the boards and glass, I want to thank my producer, Debbie Schreiner, for passing me that puck tonight. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. I can be reached at icecompanyhockey.net. We will return to In the Crease next Sunday night at 11 p.m. Keep your head up and good night.
Most grocery stores lack that